In the case in hand, the business of the cooperative bank would go unhindered and interference was limited only to the management of the bank. One of the grounds on which the validity of Section 38 was challenged was that it offended the principles of natural justice. In provisions were assailed and observed as follows. The main ground of attack is the way and make it mandatory of the High Court to pass an order winding up a banking company whenever the Reserve Bank under its powers or under of the central government makes an application for the winding up a banking company. It is argued that such a power to the Reserve Bank is an under-controlled and despotic power, and to crown all access to courts is not possible because the court itself must pass an order without deciding whether the affairs of the banking company are being conducted in a manner detrimental to the interests of the depositors, a fact capable of being proved like any other fact. It is argued as a matter of principle that any law which bars a decision by the court is itself unreasonable without more. Mr. P. in supplementing the above condition of Mr. N. also contends that by the law in question a judicial process has been converted into the execution action and subjective detrimental has taken the place of judicial determination. He has also contends that the Reserve Bank accuses a banking company and then tries to issue the complete execution of courts. It must not be overlooked that the winding up of a banking company takes place before the High Court and under the process of law. The judicial process is excluded only the respect the momentous decision whether a winding up order should be made or not. Thus, opinion is left to the Reserve Bank and the court merely passes an order according to the Reserve Bank opinion and then proceeds to wind up the banking company according to law. The narrow question is whether in leaving this decision to the Reserve Bank, the law offends the principles of natural justice and become so unreasonable viewed in the light of Art 19 as the become void. This is the point on which the respective parties joined, issued and had much to say, and this is the crucial point of this case. Rejecting the submission, the majority decision referred to an earlier decision of this court in Virendra versus the State of Punjab, relied upon the Attorney General and in paragraphs 44 and 45 observed as follows.